Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Eye on Houston, where today we're going to be talking about the Get Your Rear in Gear 5K Run, Walk, and Fun Run. We got lots to talk about with that. And I have a couple of guests in the studio that are going to tell us all about it and how you can help, especially when it comes to raising money for the Colon Cancer Coalition organization here in Houston. We'll talk all about that. First, say hi to Allison Rosen, who is with the Baylor College of Medicine. Allison. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also with us is Dr. Melina Gould, who is here to give us a little more information about some takeaways with colorectal cancer. And we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Dr. Gould, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Let's start out first, Allison, with the basics. And we'll go over in more detail about this. But the basics about the run, when it is, why it is, all of that. Can you kind of run down that for us?
Sure, 100%. So it is on November 17th, starting at 7 a.m. You can come and get your team together, register, sign in. If you already have your team together, you come out. It's at Baylor College of Medicine, McNair Campus, 7200 Cambridge. And it starts, the actual race starts at about 8 a.m. and goes till about 10:30. And there's a bunch of really fun activities. And the reason we're doing it is to raise awareness about colorectal cancer because, unfortunately, it is on the rise in older people as well as younger people. So the more awareness we can spread, the better.
Okay. And we're going to talk about that, about the age, I guess, myth that goes with talking about this. But Dr. Gould, it's a difficult thing to have a conversation about when you talk about colorectal cancer. What are the things, as people are listening in this morning, what are the things that you would like for them to be aware of or to get comfortable with?
So that's a great point. It is a difficult thing for people to have conversations about and to see their doctors about. What I really want to make clear is that colon cancer doesn't necessarily have symptoms. You don't necessarily have a family history. So if you're 50 and over, I think you need to go to your doctor, make sure you get screened for colon cancer. If you're younger or if you happen to have symptoms at any age, such as change in your bowel habits or blood in your stool, you should go see your doctor as well and get this evaluated. As Allison will probably talk about a little bit more later, we are seeing it on the rise in young adults. And so that's why it's so important that if you have symptoms, even if you're shy or don't feel comfortable, to go see your doctor and tell them about those symptoms.
Are you seeing people that, again, as they come in, I think you started, we've talked about this before. It's all about awareness. But I mean, you're starting to see people come in and not be afraid to say, hey, there's something different, something that maybe I need to check. And it's really a simple conversation that you can have with your doctor.
I totally agree. So once you get past that, I think, people do well. We try our best to make you feel comfortable, but definitely don't let that hold you back from going to see the doctor.
Allison, this was something that hits very close to home for you, especially as we talk about more and more cases in younger folks. This is something that you're a survivor of colorectal cancer.
Yeah, I think being a survivor, and I work in cancer outreach and education now, I want to spread the word to the younger population as well as older that screening saves lives. Just like Dr. Gould Suarez said, if you get screened, if you're over 50, you have the screening available to you. And colon cancer is preventable with screening. And so I talk to younger people all the time about not being scared to talk about your stool and your bowel habits and whatever. If I hadn't done it, I don't know if I'd be alive right now. You know, I think that it's really important to, you know, take that stigma of, you know, the poop emoji and whatever and break it, because it could save your life if you talk about something that might not be right. It's just like, you know, if you find a lump somewhere else within your body, you know, you talk about it, you go to your doctor. Well, if something isn't right with your digestion, you talk about it with one of your doctors and it could help save your life. You know, it did with mine.
It's one of those things, though, where I feel like sometimes that everybody thinks it's middle school-ish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're bringing that up kind of thing. What did you notice? How long did it take you to really come to grips with, boy, I need to talk to somebody about this?
Well, for me, so I already had Crohn's disease. So like I was a little bit more aware of my bowel habits. The problem with me is that like I was so used to having abnormal, you know, digestion issues, and, you know, I'd eat certain things and my stomach would hurt. But I started to lose weight. I started to have fatigue. I started to, you know, notice that I had really bad heartburn, just, you know, some classic sort of symptoms. There was blood. And I just was in a denial for a little bit. And then I finally reached out to my doctor after a few months and we scheduled my colonoscopy. And it wasn't until it got really bad and I was at a bachelorette party that I was eating and I felt like the food was stuck in me. And it turned out that it wasn't being able to move down my colon because the tumor was blocking it. So I was spot on with something not being right. You know, and I went to my doctor and, you know, I was originally diagnosed with stage 3, but when I went in for surgery, it was downgraded to 2. But if I'd waited any longer, you know, I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah. What would have happened there? Dr. Gould, the race itself, which we'll give details about in a second, has a giant colon as a setup. As a doctor, is it weird to go, okay, we're going to have this race, but it's a giant inflatable colon that you can walk through there?
So it's weird, but it's exciting. I have to say, I bring my two kids to this race, and it's definitely a highlight for them. And you can see real live polyps and, you know, get a sense of what that looks like up close. So I think it's kind of a fun addition to the race to have that there.
Has it been, Dr. Gould, has it been more of the awareness and early detection, or have there been advances in the treatment for colorectal cancer as well?
So I think what we're seeing now is that clinicians are becoming more aware of this rise in younger patients, and that's helping. Unfortunately, a lot of younger patients present later, which may be related to some of the stigma, but also some of the physicians or clinicians not recognizing that they are such at risk at a younger age. I think we're seeing some changes in awareness. There are continuously changes in treatment, but really the key point is diagnosing this as early as possible. So if you diagnose stage 1, you have over 90% survival at 5 years. But if you diagnose stage 4, you have about 11% at 5 years. So the key is really getting you in sooner and starting treatments as soon as possible.
What about the testing for colorectal cancer? Is it always a scope? Is it always, you know, a colonoscopy?
So that's a great question. It doesn't have to be. If you have no symptoms and you're feeling fine, there are other options. So if you're a little bit scared about the scope, there are other things that we can do, like a stool test. If there's blood in that, we may have to go to scope. But I don't want people to not come because they're worried about getting the colonoscopy. We can talk about it. We can ease your fears about it. And sometimes we can do other testing.
Going back to you, Allison, for a second, what is it? I mean, you work for the Baylor College of Medicine. What is it like to be on the other side of what you do, to be the patient side of things?
It's very interesting. I think I knew a lot when I was first diagnosed, more than the average patient. And so it puts more, I guess, fuel on, you know, I'm very ambitious. I'm very determined to kind of get the word out, because, you know, it can happen to someone that already works in oncology research you know, health disparities. It can happen to anybody. And so having a platform to go out and tell my story and to, like, show people a picture of my bald head and, you know, and kind of break that stigma that it can happen to anybody, really is great. I mean, I think the knowledge I had was, you know, it was two-sided. I knew a lot, so my doctors respected me and told me more than they would maybe the average patient, because I understood it. But also, I think I have a better experience with, you know, with my day-to-day job because I went through it. So I can advocate and tell people that they need to get screened because I already have and mm-hmm. I already have gone through the journey. And so I really use, I guess, my story as a platform to kind of help convince people within the community to get screened, as well as providers to start that conversation. Because, you know, screening is covered for 50 and above mm-hmm. By insurance. And mm-hmm. so if it can happen to me and you have it available to you for free, then you should do it. So I really stress that on a regular basis when I'm working.
There's got to be some connection, I guess, on some level when you talk to people too and yeah. say, I've been there. I know that side of it. Yeah. I think that probably makes people feel a little more comfortable in talking to you.
They pay attention. They yes. definitely do. Yes. I think the shock value of the fact that I am a survivor when I'm working in this field is like, whoa, okay, we're going to listen because she has some experience and she kind of knows from a patient perspective about what she went through. And I've had people tell me exactly what we were talking about earlier about, oh, I don't want to do a colonoscopy. It's so horrible. It's gross. I've heard horrible things. Mm-hmm. Well, a colonoscopy saved my life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you have to drink a nasty drink. And, you know, it's for one day. It, you know, you essentially, you know, treat it as a cleanse, you know.
Right, right.
You go into the doctor, you have this test. If there's nothing, then for 10 more years, you don't have to have this, you know. And that one day of drinking something that doesn't taste that great, and there's lots of different ways to prep, could save your life. And it's worth, you know, all the chemo and the radiation and the surgery that I've had to go through. So I stress that when someone's like, I don't want to do it, I'm hesitant. You know, colonoscopies are not fun. I'm like, yeah, they're not fun, but going through cancer treatment is a lot worse.
We're talking with Allison Rosen, cancer survivor, works with the Baylor College of Medicine. And Dr. Gould is here also. Is it the least reported type of cancer, or are there any stats like that that go along with it? I know we've talked about the embarrassment of it, but it seems like it would be one of those that's probably least talked about or reported.
So it's actually very common. It's the third leading cause of cancer deaths in women and the second leading cause of cancer deaths in men. We expect to have about 50,000 deaths this year just from colon cancer alone in the United States.
Wow.
So it's pretty prevalent, and it's about 140,000 new cases a year.
Those are pretty sobering statistics, too, when you think about it. So, all right, we've gotten a lot of information about why you do what you do and how you do what you do. Now let's talk about what we're going to do at the Get Your Rear in Gear race that is coming up on November 17th. It's a 5K run and walk. You mentioned that you bring your kids. This is a day that you can bring the whole family out. Tell us, Allison, a little bit about the day and what people can expect when they come out for this run.
It's just a really fun day. I think that we try to make it very family friendly because it is so close to Thanksgiving. You can bring your whole family out, have some exercise before you eat all this turkey that you're going to eat. And, you know, I think the awareness aspect is great because people talk to each other at the event. We have an amazing speaker as well. So Cindy Ramone lost her husband to colorectal cancer, and he was an HPD officer. And he really didn't have signs or symptoms, and he worked all throughout his treatment. And so we're really excited about her coming out to talk and tell her story and her late husband's story, because there's really a powerful message in hearing somebody else talk about it. And I think it's a great way for survivors and patients to also gather together with the medical community and really spread the awareness. And then, you know, it's a certified race too.
Right,
so
right, exactly.
If you're interested in just running, you can do that. I mean, there's food that's going to be there. There's, you know, the giant colon. There's going to be stuffed mascots for the kids to play with. It's just a DJ. And, you know, it's a really fun morning, a way to get your exercise and really feel like you've done something good for yourself as well as the community.
I was going to say, not only get out there and get the miles in, but be part of this wonderful day too. That's awesome to hear. Again, it comes up on November 17th. Is there a website people can go to if they want to get more information about this?
Yeah, it's coloncancercoalition.org/Houston.
Okay.
And so that gives you all the information, the times, the place, parking, all the information that you possibly could need. And my email address is on that too. So if anyone has any further questions, they can just send me a quick email and I'll answer.
And again, this is the seventh year for the race, but the last couple of years, Doctor, it's been in the medical center area like we're talking about.
Yes. And so there's medical professionals will be there as well to answer questions. It's very conveniently located. It's a great day for the family.
Okay. All right. Sounds great. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Allison, thanks for sharing your story.
Of course.
Doctor, thank you so much for the information. And if you have any questions about this, you, again, can find out information at coloncancercoalition.org/Houston. And you will get all the information there. Saturday, November 17th, it's the Get Your Rear in Gear Houston Colon Cancer Awareness 5K. If you need more information, we'll have it up on the Eye on Houston Facebook page so you can get all of the information there. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you so
much for
having us.
Have a great Sunday. It is Eye on Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.